Not only are Republicans in the Texas legislature backing away from promises to provide historic property tax relief this year, but now some of them are working to make it easier for school districts to make property tax burdens even heavier. It's Wednesday, April 19th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, today marks the anniversary of the 1775 Battle of Lexington and Concord, when American patriots pushed British troops back to Boston. The running battle set the stage for the War of American Independence. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick isn't impressed by the Texas House's slow performance, and he's doubling down on threats to force a special session. We'll get to that coming up, but first. While Texans have been raising concerns about the reliability of the state's power grid, liberal billionaire George Soros is funding an organization that wants to make El Paso even more dependent on unreliable energy sources. Soros' money is being used to bully citizens into adopting a climate charter amendment that would all but eliminate the use of reliable energy sources in favor of costly, unreliable power sources. Experts say that if Soros' charter amendment is approved, it will dramatically increase costs for El Paso residents while costing the region jobs and economic opportunities. Texans would be shielded from coerced COVID-19 vaccines under legislation that's now passed the Senate. Senate Bill 177 by Republican State Senator Mays Middleton of Galveston would require informed consent before a COVID-19 vaccine was administered. His legislation would also prohibit any action that was intended to compel or coerce an individual into giving such consent, as well as prohibit taking an adverse action against someone for refusing to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Middleton said he pushed the legislation because families in his district felt they were being pressured into taking the unproven vaccine or face job losses. The measure was approved 20-11 in the Senate. A majority of illegal aliens entering the United States in March didn't cross a bridge and turn themselves over to Border Patrol agents. Instead, the illegals crossed between the points of entry, attempting to evade law enforcement. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, their agents encountered 191,900 illegal aliens in March, with 162,000 of those specifically crossing between the ports of entry. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is not impressed with the way the Texas House is slow-walking legislative priorities of conservatives. He told a television news crew yesterday that while he doesn't have the power to call a special session, he can create one by not allowing legislation critical to state operations to pass the Senate. He's done this before. Back in 2017, Patrick was similarly frustrated that the Texas House had failed to pass a number of conservative priorities. In response, he didn't bring up before the Senate a must-pass bill that would continue the functions of a number of state agencies. That, in turn, forced Governor Greg Abbott to call lawmakers back into session in July of 2017. Neither Governor Abbott nor House Speaker Dade Phelan have responded to Patrick's comments. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Republican lawmakers in the Texas House and Senate are pushing measures this week that would weaken ballot transparency requirements for school bonds. The legislators' efforts are designed to make it even easier for school districts to win voter approval for new debt that's paid for with higher property tax burdens. Let me back up and explain here. When voters approve school bonds, they're also approving property taxes that are sufficient to repay the bond debt plus interest. This means imposing new 20 to 40 year tax burdens on local property owners. Back in 2019, school finance reform legislation added a rule requiring school bond ballot propositions to include the statement, quote, "This is a property tax increase," end quote. School district officials and school vendors who benefit financially from bonds have blamed the ballot language for affecting bond approval rates, and so they've been lobbying lawmakers to change the law. In the House, Republican J.M. Lozano of Kingsville filed legislation to change the required school bond ballot language to, quote, "this is a property tax rate increase," end quote. The distinction, of course, is that the rate can go down, but property owners still experience much higher tax burdens for longer periods of time as a result of the new debt. Lozano's legislation is scheduled for a public hearing tomorrow in the House Public Education Committee. An identical measure was introduced in the Senate by Republican Tan Parker of Flower Mound. That one is scheduled for a public hearing later today in the Senate Education Committee. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Katie Marshall, Brandon Fultons, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced in the 1836 studios today by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.